If I love you, what business is it of yours? If I love you, what business is it of yours? When Goethe said these wonderful words so many years ago, what was he thinking about? He had written about things very passionately, very divinely, very humanly, and as he wrote about these things, he wrote about them because he said, if I love you, what business is it of yours? In other words, it's no business of mine if you love me. If I love me, then it's all my business. If I love me, it is the most wonderful thing I can ever do. If I love you, it is the most wonderful thing I can ever do. So, if I love you, what business is it of yours? If you need my confirmation that I love you to think that you're loved, then you are a sad person indeed. If you are confident in yourself that you love everyone in your world and you find them wonderful, that's all that matters. It's not a matter of who loves you, but who do you love? Who do you love? That's who receives all of your confidence, receives all your joy and all your power and all your blessings. That's who receives everything that's good in your life. Who you love. Now, who do you love? You start out with yourself, because if you love yourself, then you have a capacity, you have a manner of loving the world. If you love yourself, you love yourself because you do nice things, because you are a wonderful being, because you are thoughtful, courteous, kind, and sensitive, and unconditionally loving under all circumstances. Wow! What a great way to be. What a fine way to be unconditionally loving under all circumstances. Who in the world could ever be like that? Well, you can, I can, we can. Do you want to be like that? Do you want to be unconditionally loving to all in the world? Well, you start out by being unconditionally loving to yourself first. Because if I love you, what business is that is yours? If I love you, it should just be so natural in my being, so natural for me to love you, that you don't even know that I'm loving you. You just think, yes, this person appreciates me just like I appreciate me. Yes, the world looks at me and sees all of my good points of view, my good virtues, all the good things about me, and the world delights in me for that. But I don't care. I don't care. I'm not being nice so the world will love me. I'm not being nice so that the outer experiences will be happy and harmonious. I'm being nice so the inner experiences and activities will be nice. I'm being nice so that who I really am shines forth in all my world. Who I really am is all that people know about me. People only know I have lovely thoughts because I have lovely thoughts. People only know that I am courteous and kind and loving because I am courteous and kind and loving. We've all had tough teachers in our life, teachers who expected the best out of us. And to expect the best out of us is fine and dandy. But the technique to expect the best out of us is really, truly something very marvelous. What business is it of yours to know that I expect the best out of you? What is it of business of yours to know that I love you, that I think you're wonderful, that I think you're fine? If I love me, I'll love you. If I think I'm fine, I will think you're fine. So when I help my children with their homework from school, I don't say how the problem works. I say, how do we think about this? What's that all about? Now, you're working on mathematics. You're working on 2 times 2. Now, what does 2 times 2 mean? I don't know. Well, none of us knows what 2 times 2 means. That's just the way it is. But we give ideas, we give ideals, we give objects purpose in the world. Just like my purpose in looking at you as my child is to see the most beautiful child in the world, a reflection of me. Now, when you look at your homework, you look at the arithmetic problems that you're doing, you say, why is it they want me to know arithmetic? Well, they want me to know arithmetic because I would add up my allowance and add up my funds that I have in my piggy bank. I will know how much money I have. I will know how to go to the store and see something that costs 2 cents or something that costs 5 cents or something that costs 10 cents or $2, $5, or $10. I'll know what that means. And I'll know whether it is something that I can have in my life. And I can't have things in my life if I don't know what they mean. And so I say to myself, I know what they mean. I will say that this $2 belongs to that pair of gloves that I want. And that's a nice pair of gloves. They cost $2. But if I go into a thrift store and I look at gloves and I see for 50 cents I can get a pair of gloves just about the same as the pair that I would pay $2 for. Now, do I need the $2 gloves or do I need the 50 cent gloves? What do I need? I don't need anything. I choose a pair of gloves because it is something that I know in my arithmetic I have the money to buy. I know in my arithmetic I have 50 cents, but I do not have $2. So therefore, the $2 pair of gloves are not mine, but the 50 cent pair of gloves are mine. Now, I teach my children this type of arithmetic. I teach my children how to think about what the world is all about. And all of a sudden, arithmetic makes all the sense in the world. Mathematics is the simplest thing in the world. It's the most logical thing in the world. It's just something that every child quickly understands when they put it in reference to what they are doing with their lives. You say to a girl, if you would like to have a wonderful ability to play tennis, you don't play tennis. You don't play against somebody else. You could have a ball being thrown at you by something, not in a tennis racket, just thrown at you, and you hit it, and you hit it. So really, you're playing with the ball, not the person you're playing with, not your opponent. You're playing the game of tennis with the ball. So you say to yourself, okay, I'm playing the game of tennis with the ball. And my business is to know how to get the ball to do what I want it to do. How do I get the ball to go back across the net? How do I get the ball to not touch the ground on my side? How do I get the ball to stay in bounds? How do I get the ball to do these things? I don't think those things. I don't think those are just a many, many ideated concept that confuses me. I just say, I want to put the ball here, I want to put the ball there, I want to put the ball here, I want to do this. I want to just keep the ball in the playing field, keep the ball in the playing field. That's all. I'm not trying to keep it out of somewhere, I'm keeping it in somewhere. And then as soon as I start thinking in my mind, I'm keeping the ball in the playing field, then I am keeping the ball in the playing field. Now, it doesn't matter about the other person. We can just bat the ball back and forth for an hour or two and always have it in the playing field. Bunk, 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 bunk. He or my opponent thinks the ball is always in the playing field, and I think the ball is always in the playing field. That's how I play tennis. Now, I will begin to play tennis with other people. And these other people are going to try to make the ball difficult for me to get. They're going to try to make me lose points. They're going to try to make themselves gain points. Well, now, if I play against them, if I play against the person, I've got to think what their minds are thinking. I've got to think what their attitude is. And their attitude is not important. It's only where the ball is that's important. So I always see the ball coming to me in a beautiful way and going away from me in a beautiful way, building up points for me, doing great things for me. I am not in the game against people or with people, against myself or with myself. I'm in the game with the game. The game is of tennis is batting the ball back and forth. The game of soccer is using the rules of the game to take the soccer ball back and forth across the field. The game of life is to live in a harmonious body 100% of the time, to live in the most beautiful framework that I can possibly live. If I love you, what business is it of yours? When Goethe said this, he meant it. When you and I say it, we mean it. What business is it of yours if I love you? If I am playing with the ball, there's the business. That's what I want to be aware of. That's what I want to know about. That's what I want to learn. If I am playing with mathematics and I'm putting figures together, that's what I want to know. What are these figures? Do these figures work in groups? Do these figures work singularly? I don't think of that at all. I know that by my learning what these figures are and how they function. I learn that, but I don't think, do they go together and can they go together? Always I surround everything with my joy and my harmony and my peace and my delight, and I play tennis with delight. I play with mathematics with delight. I play with all of life with delight. What business is it of yours if I love you? What business is it of math, of whether I like math or don't like math? If I like math, I will enjoy using it. If I like the world, I will enjoy being in it. If I like me, I will enjoy all the activities that I participate in my life, because that's the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to me. Truly, if I love you, what business is it of yours? If I have to have you say that you're happy that I love you, or if I have to have you say that you love me because I love you, what a cold, silly world this is. What a world of give and take that never ends. But if I am the Alpha and the Omega, if I'm the beginning and the end, if I am the word that says all is in divine order, if I am the word that says I like you, I like me, I like the world, it doesn't matter what the world thinks, because the world only thinks that I like you, and the world only thinks it likes me. We like people who are self-confident. We like people who believe in themselves. We like people who know that life is wonderful and live it every moment of their life in a joyful way, without expecting to be loved from anyone else, without expecting to be needed by anyone else, without expecting to be found by anyone else. But little children play by themselves because they're playing the game. They're not playing with someone else. Adults play by themselves. When they play bridge, or they play cards, or they play pool, or they play any game, you say, well, they're playing against their opponent. No, they're not. They're attempting to, in pool, put the ball where they want to put it. And when that's the only goal they have, and they know they can do it, they put the ball right where they want it. They may have practiced a little bit, or they may not have practiced. But when they see the ball going where they want it to go, they are playing the game par excellence. You and I play our games of life excellently, because we see where the ball goes, we see how the ball gets there, and we see that we have put it there by our conscious choice. We know that I love everyone. We know that we love everyone. We know that I love you. And we don't need to know if you love me. We don't need to know if anybody else in the world loves us, because if we are so filled with love, love is the only thing we know in the world, the only thing we experience in the world, and the only thing that we have in the world. This day, start your world off with the idea that you know the rules of the game, and you play the game exquisitely well. And playing the game exquisitely well, so to speak, you win all of the time. and how great that is, and how great that will always be when you know who you are. And it is wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.